This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour now, time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of the business, if you will, of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we have several Victorias with us. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company to discuss the top 10 stories and the top 10 people, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. And Victoria Keelan is back with us after having a tough time with bronchitis. She's still having a tough time, but she's A-okay.
Trying to hold it back.
Yes, her mouth is working and her brain is working, so that's A-okay. Let's move in. Let me try to do the story list and the people list. Maybe get distracted a little bit with thoughts. This is one, if I do say so myself, one of the most interesting and varied weeks that I've seen on the countdown for quite a long time. The week of October 29th to November 2nd is in the spotlight. And at number 10, Red Sox winning the World Series. No surprise there. That's a lot of conversation. Hooray for the Red Sox. Boo for the guy who threw a beer can at the coach of the manager. Was it coach or manager? What do we call the coach? Or is
the manager, right?
Yeah, manager, well, there were baseball. Various coaches, but yeah, the manager.
Right. Anyway, it was so the manager who got hit with the can, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, a can of beer. That's pretty, it pretty much shows you what happens with some of these sports fans. They just are.
Well, this is also, you know, I always have to, as a New Yorker, I have to say.
Boston.
Like, a little bit of, I mean, Boston fans, let's be honest, they're very confusing people because they set cars on fire when they win.
Win.
And so
yeah.
I'm always confused as to what's going on in Boston.
Yeah. Right. Okay, number 9, speaking of Boston, Whitey Bulger gets knocked off when he gets moved to a new penitentiary in West Virginia. No one has yet, that I have found, gotten an explanation from anybody as to why he was moved in the first place, other than they wanted to bump him off.
I've actually tried to look that up. No explanation.
Yeah. You can't find
exist.
It. Yeah, no, I couldn't. I haven't found it. Number 8, the walkout at Google. Number 7, the Indonesian air crash, the 737. Number 6, financial market activity, increased costs of buying cars and homes. Number 5, the mail bomb case. And that kind of came and went, I think. The killing in
Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. What's happened this week? Huh?
Oh no, I think it's still around in the sense that, you know, we're hearing more about him and the how he plumbed it for months.
Yeah. Hmm. So, but does the more, see why I don't like to talk about these things, Victoria, is that I think it gives people ideas. I think the story is the story, it's over, and this guy will suffer whatever his fate is. But why do we keep talking about it? You know, more just there are so many crazy people in the world. This just gives people ideas. So
I think also leading right up to the midterms, it's a hot button issue, I think, for a lot of people, and the timing of it could not.
Which
have been
issue?
Worse.
Are you talking about the bombs being mailed themselves, and it all going
well,
to Democrats?
Well, targeting political figures. Yeah, I just think in general, when that comes up and the timing of the midterms,
passions around.
Are
the
very
passions
heightened.
Around politics are a real indicator of people not having a life. The more people get involved in things that they don't have any, people don't have control over their own lives anymore. They feel that way. So this is something they feel like they can get into, and they can get angry about it, and they can have some impact. But I think it would probably behoove a lot of people who are very involved in politics to take a look in the mirror. What's going on in your life? Not that you shouldn't be active, have opinions, vote, very important. But to have it become something that runs your life?
Yeah.
Number 4, And that's the case again. I don't really want to talk anymore about the Pittsburgh synagogue killings because it's over. Whatever has happened has happened. The more you focus on this guy, you'll notice that if you listen to my Monday through Friday programs, I never mention the name of these people, ever. I don't want to give them any more notoriety. They shouldn't have any. And they should be quickly dispatched. This is where quick justice, this person who was charged with killing all these people, should be on trial now. The verdict comes in, he should be dispatched in whatever way the public, my rendering of him is to, you know, give him what he gave those people. Shoot him, take him out back and give him the
firing. He's got 44 counts, right, against him?
That's
I read earlier this week? But did he also plead not guilty? Is he pleading by insanity or something?
Crazy. By definition, he is insane. Anybody who pulls a stunt like that
is
insane.
Yeah. No, he's not. Not necessarily. You can be a stone-cold racist and be sane. I think it is an easy out to say that somebody
I think that people who could be, as you describe them, be completely sane, I think there's something so antisocial, which leads to insanity, about people who have this anger for the same reason I just said. Some people are angry about politics and political figures, et cetera, et cetera. Who gets that angry in their right mind about people who are of a different color, a different race, or different nationality, or different sex, or whatever it is? I think that those people are crazy. By definition, they're crazy. I don't think they think sanely at all. I would disagree with you. It's okay, Victoria. We can have disagreements.
Okay. We can disagree because we're cool.
Yes, we are. All right, number three, the focus on the birthright issue and whether you should become a citizen just if you're born here. I got an email from somebody yesterday, after a discussion of this, and they pointed out that they wouldn't be in this country were it not for the fact that it was my friend who's chairman of the city council in my hometown of Framingham. He's Italian. And he said he would not be here were it not for the fact that his parents came here and he was born right after they got here. Okay, there's an argument. Who would we be missing if it weren't? But I think what this is aimed at, and I don't know how strident they'll be, the boatloads of people that come over here, what do they call those tours? Pregnancy tours or something? Or birth?
That is a very real thing. Yep, birthing tours. There's a whole Russian population down in Miami. There's Chinese tourists that are doing it. Yeah. It is true. And there something does need to be done about that, I think. But the messaging and the way that, and this is once again everything that kind of comes out of Trump's mouth, it just becomes so divisive instead of actually having a conversation and separating people like your friend and the people who are coming here just to gain the system. There's a big difference there.
Well,
and it just never seems
to be
brought up.
Yeah, the nuance of it has to be dealt with. Okay, number one on the list, the midterm elections. Tuesday is voting day. The main message isn't necessarily who's going out to campaign for whom, what the ads say, all that stuff. It's been a great year for radio in terms of political advertising money. All those of you who own local stations or groups of stations, you've done very well because of the political advertising. $1 billion was spent the month before. And now another $1 billion has been spent, supposedly between radio and television and newspapers and online advertising, $4 billion. And this isn't even a presidential election year. This is an off year. As much money is being spent this year for the off season as was spent for the last presidential, which was twice what was spent the presidential election before that. So you can see how much money is flowing into this in an obscene rate.
Yeah. I think the interesting... Go ahead, Victoria. I was just going to say, I think the interesting thing is how much the early voting trends, especially in states like Texas and Georgia, where they're really reaching people who are 18 to 30. Those voters have done a lot of early voting, way, way outpacing 2014. So I think it's interesting. Maybe the money, like you were saying, Doug, maybe it's working. Maybe it's a social media thing. Mm. There's a lot of celebrities out there talking about midterms now. It's an interesting trend, but it's a great one. The more people vote, the better all of us are.
Get out to vote. That's the message here. 16 past talk radio.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead quickly.
I was going to say,
yeah,
what I think is intriguing is who is not spending the money and who may be the most effective advertiser, and that's President Trump.
Well, that we'll see how the what the results are come Tuesday night, Victoria. Interesting observation. Here's another observation about you and your health and your well-being that I want to share with you. We hear a lot of talk about getting the proper nutrition. Doctors say get enough rest, eat the right foods, and then people say, okay, yep, I hear it, Doc, but do you know how expensive it is to buy organic fruits and vegetables? If you buy them in the quantity needed, then you're going to spend a lot of money. Okay, so then there is a, and I have an answer. There's a fix to that. It's called Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Texas Superfoods Complete Organic. It is a capsule of 55 naturally grown, organically grown, raw fruits and vegetables that are prepared and powdered and put into the capsule. So every time you have a couple of these things, you get what your grandma wants you to have. That's five or more servings of fruits and veggies a day. You're getting 55. I talked to Dr. Dennis Black this week, who came up with the combination of Texas Superfood. He had one goal in mind, to help himself because he had bad cancer, and he changed the way he ate and basically had a diet of nothing but these 55 raw fruits and vegetables, and it changed his life, got rid of the problem in his body. So if you want to keep your body from having this kind of a problem, or maybe you have a problem and you want to deal with it, eat your organic fruits and vegetables every day by just taking Texas Superfood Complete Organic, which comes to you when you order it with a canister of their probiotics, which are very necessary to have. Whatever it is that's going on with your body, it can only be better if you're using Texas Superfood Complete Organic. I'm very happy to be involved because I want to eat well. I want to feel well. You can too. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Order the Texas Superfood Complete Organic. See what else they have. They have a lot of quality nutritional products there. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to feel better and be better with their Texas Superfood Complete Organic at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely
not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print five copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $50 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $30 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 11/3/18.
Bro. Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Into the focus of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our review of the big stories according to Talkers Magazine. We can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, that is Talkers.com. With me is Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company and Victoria Keelan, who shares the mic with me on the DJV show Monday through Friday. So we went through the list of stories with a few comments. We'll go back to some of the essence of those important things, or the things that we deem as important. Let me go through the people list, though. First, according to Talkers, these are the 10 people most being discussed. David Price at number 10, Whitey Bulger at 9, Hillary Clinton at 8, Paul Ryan at 7, Don Lemon at 6, Cesar Sayoc. Haven't the slightest clue what that's what he's about. Maybe you can.
He's one of the names you don't want to mention this
okay.
week. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Robert Bowers, maybe another one of the names I don't want to remember. Andrew Gillum, Ted Cruz, and Beto O'Rourke still making it along with the Trumpster. So let's go back to Hillary Clinton. I saw something about her 2020 aspirations. People are still trying to get her to run. What is she saying? Didn't she say no pretty clearly? She was never running for office again.
She said no. She said she quite liked to be president. It's like, oh, really? Because I don't know of anybody else besides you who would quite like you to be president. I mean, maybe there are some hardcore Hillary fans, but considering that, you know, she didn't win, it was sort of astonishing because most people feel that really there are some very interesting, qualified candidates who are thinking of running in 2020.
Would you like to name those, Victoria?
I would love to hear. Yeah, Doug,
yeah,
I'm with you.
Would you like,
as a Democrat, I feel completely
Democrat
uninspired.
Or Republican, who's running that you find interesting, Victoria? Please.
Well, I think Kamala Harris is interesting. Well, qualified. I'm saying qualified within the Democratic Party for Democratic candidates. She
anybody who's lived in California when she was the she's a horror show. All right, I'm just giving
Cory
you my.
Booker is interesting to Democratic voters.
He
may not be interesting to you. They're interesting to Democratic voters.
I understand, but I'm going to tell you my two cents as an objective person. I think she's a horror show. Like I think.
Okay.
what's her face from Massachusetts, Pocahontas is a horror show. I think Cory Booker.
Very, very racially tinged thing for you to say, but I think Elizabeth Warren would have great difficulty getting widespread support. I agree with you.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Whatever.
But see, that's the thing, and I'm in New Jersey, and I like Cory Booker. There are some things I disagree with because, unfortunately, in New Jersey, Big Pharma is here, and Big Pharma's obviously got a pretty big stronghold on him, which I don't like. Other than that, I don't know. I'm not inspired by him. Let's put it that way.
Well,
I just feel as a Democrat, like, who can we look to? Obama came out of nowhere, so there's that possibility.
The thing about Hillary Clinton is that she ran, and she had a long time to tell everybody why she was running, and she was never able to articulate in a simple, single sentence why she was running.
Mm.
And that never caught on fire with voters. I know she came close to winning, but if you're going to do it again, you've really got to have a slogan that's not drilled down from 85 possibles.
Make America great again. That pretty much did it. Well, that's what did it. All right, so you got anybody else, Victoria? Just out of care. We're not trying to put you down. We're just giving you. I think Cory Booker is an interesting character, too.
These are just people who pop up to the top of your head when you think.
Who else?
Well, there's always Bernie Sanders, and of course, there's Joe Biden.
Hmm. Like Victoria just said, who is there that's out there that'll come out of nowhere?
There's the nowhere.
We need some real inspiration.
You do. And I don't think we've seen that yet. And I think it's a little early. And some of these people made fools of themselves during the Kavanaugh hearing. Really did. So I think a lot of Democratic voters are saying, okay, let's wait for Wednesday and start seeing some people coming out of nowhere.
28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iccars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%. Following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric and high-value cars. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still concerned about migrant caravans headed through Mexico north towards the U.S. border. And he says rocks thrown by members of those caravans would be considered firearms by U.S. troops at the southern border. And last night he asks this question at a rally in Columbia, Missouri.
Those caravans, you know, you look at what's happening. Does anybody think that's just by accident that they're forming? Does anybody think?
The president suggesting liberal Democrats are behind the caravan formations. The San Francisco 49ers again faced with one of their own taking a knee during the national anthem. This time, a cheerleader did it last night before their game against the Oakland Raiders. The controversial practice of taking a knee during the anthem to bring attention to issues started with then quarterback for the 49ers Colin Kaepernick in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go, with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now 34 past the hour, you follow us, following what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We have gone through the lists, the people, the stories. Now perhaps a little more thought into some of the nuance, if that's the right word, some of these things, the migrant caravan and the fact that the president said that he hoped the troops that are being deployed down to the border will not have to fire on any of the migrants who may come across throwing rocks and things at those who are there. I think along the pathway in Mexico, haven't some of the marchers or the walkers or whatever they are thrown debris at people that were of authority?
They have thrown rocks. There's been some very interesting stuff on social media about the president's remarks where he said that the military would fire on migrants who threw rocks, because former generals have been saying, well, no, they won't actually, because that goes against military code of conduct. They won't fire on them because they cannot. They will have to ignore the commander-in-chief. So that sort of sets up a very interesting juxtaposition. And it's possible that the president will walk back that statement and that he just feels very passionately about this.
Well, is this an election eve stunt as well?
I think he's firing up his base for sure. Yeah. All the immigration fears and things like that, like they're coming for our borders. And, of course, all that rhetoric, you know, that charges up his base. But I think also, you know, I think it's a scare tactic. He wants it to get out there of like, hey, if you throw rocks, we're going to fire at you. Even though, like Victoria said, that there's, you know, very real ramifications to that. But I think that that's just sort of typical Trump blustering.
Well, it has its impact and it has its effect. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
I call your attention to all of the discussion about the trade issues and how the trade deals that have been settled with Europe, for example, and Canada and Mexico are much more to our favor than was the case before. And it looks like at week's end, there's movement in China to try to now settle all of these issues and come up with some agreement that's good for both sides. That wouldn't have happened. The good side of the Trump bluster is that it has brought us some better circumstances and better deals, at least in the arena that we're talking about here, the business of trade and economic realities that we all have to face. And so,
I think we're a long way out from knowing that fully, though. I think that there's...
Which?
Well, I think with, you know, when you look at farmers with soybeans and things like that, I think we haven't really seen the full effect yet.
Well,
there are a lot of economists that I've been reading about saying that all that trade war stuff is actually just moving us closer to another recession.
Well,
so there's a lot of sides to it.
We're heading toward another recession anyway, because that's the way the cycle is. If you don't think we're going to have that, we're recession-proof forever and ever, the interest rate that the Fed sets is going to more create that than anything else. The trade thing doesn't help because it destabilizes. It may be better in the long run. You make a good point. It may be better in the long run. But in the short run, it destabilizes the markets. It gives the people who have the money and the control the ability to fiddle, and that's what they do. When the market goes down, that's just fiddling time. That's set so that people can take their money out. They put it in Japan overnight, and then they bring it back again. And they buy the stocks back that have lost 10% of their value because they took them out. They sold big, huge.
Right.
These guys, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they own and control millions, jillions of shares of these big companies, and they just take them all out. That's what sinks the market, and then they put them back in again. It's a game, for God's sakes.
It is. And I think one of the things that, you know, most Americans don't really follow finance that closely. And most Americans, when you look at, you know, when you look at the statistics, most Americans
don't understand the system.
They don't understand it, and most Americans don't even invest in Wall Street. So when people talk about Wall Street, it doesn't really affect. It affects us in a macro sense, but most Americans really don't have a lot invested in Wall Street. But the thing that
they feel the outcome of what happens by what they pay for bread.
Right. Well, they feel the outcome.
We feel it on Main Street.
Yeah.
Right. But the one of the scary things, though, that a lot of people aren't really focused on, I think, is understanding when we have this, you know, when you talk about an economic stimulus and the tax cuts and things like that. The problem is companies didn't take that money that they saved and invested it in the right way. They bought back their own stock. So they're investing more in themselves, and it didn't really have the effect that a lot of people were hoping, like the trickle down, you know, you hear about the old trickle down economics that, you know, doesn't work. And that's the kind of stuff that people don't
realize. There are a lot of people who think trickle-down economics, and they can point to results that does work.
There are a lot of people can counter that, too.
Well, but there's a lot of people on both sides that can... There's always an exception to the rule. The thing that I'm interested or would like to have people focus on with regard to this, you said something, Victoria Jones, that was very interesting about the cost, or maybe Victoria Keelan, you said it, the cost of soybeans and that sort of thing. So I put my farmer hat on, doing a sort of a blog, a podcast, a program each week on the American Family Farmer, which you can find. I'll put a plug in for the American Family Farmer Show. com. Our focus is what's going on with the family farmer. The sale of corn, soybeans, some other commodities really doesn't impact the family farmer. There are some large families that control large acreage in the Midwest, and they sell a lot of this stuff. But the average person, the family farmer, is more focused on things because of the tradition of the family farmer, like dairy, and how dairy has been affected more than any other commodity because of the manipulation by China and by other countries. The Canadians, for example, have screwed over the American family farmer. The big producers, the people that are growing all that soybean, the corn, and that sort of thing, they're not really affected. Well, if they are affected, it's a corporation that's affected. It isn't
right,
a farm. It isn't an individual.
Right, but here's what my fear for that is. And you know, Doug, I've gotten into this through your involvement. And so the more I read about things like that, the thing that scares me is when the soybean farmers, and yes, they are the larger, you know, corporate ag kind of companies that are growing these soybeans. But if they can't sell their soybeans, the government is going to go and bail them out and even further ignore the family farmers who desperately need the help. That's really where my fear, when I look at
the
future,
bill,
that's really what bothers me about it.
Even as much of an in
the bailouts don't actually affect, they don't help the family farmer. They haven't helped them yet.
No, well, that's the problem. The farm bill is the money that's in there, $634 billion, until there's so much noise from the farm organizations. The money, half of it was going to go to these big ag companies, and the farmers said, wait a minute, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. And the further that the soybean farmers fall, that just puts more focus on them and more money goes to helping them out because it's such a huge commodity, but it further distances the help from who really needs it, which is the family farmer. It's creating more and more of a problem, and that's part of the whole trade war thing. That's the negative side that we haven't fully seen yet, but we will be seeing it.
Yeah. All right, Victoria Jones, you got anything to add to that before we chew on something else?
I just think that the American people will figure this out. They notice when prices increase. They also notice when the interest rate on their credit card increases, which is what it is doing. They notice that, and so they notice that is when the recession hits. They know that these things go together. They're smart, and they will figure it all out.
Hmm. I would think next week at this time, a lot of people are going to be talking about this movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, that is coming out. Well, this program is broadcast all through the weekend, so a lot of people are going to see that. I think that'll have quite an interesting social impact on people. A lot of people are interested in that movie. It is 43 past the hour. This, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about your health and well-being. Man, have I seen that this week up close and personal. I had a damaged finger and I had to have it operated on, and the people in the hospital said, okay, we're going to give you this antibiotic to take care of the danger of that line that's going up your arm getting any further up your arm. And so I took note of that, and actually did take I took it because I knew it was what I needed to do at the moment. Normally I was also given the option of taking a oxycodone. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that, because I don't like what it does to my being. I don't like what antibiotics do to my being. One of the things that I've noticed, if too much information, it's not great for consistency, if you know what I mean. And as soon as that power is over that's going into my body to clean up the infection, I'm going to go right back onto Life Change Tea. I'm actually drinking a cup right now, but I'm drinking 2 cups of Life Change Tea a day now because I want to make sure the things that I'm putting in my body that in some ways they're very helpful. The antibiotic, very helpful, but they aren't helpful to your gut and not helpful to your system, your excretory system. Let's put it that way. You want to be regular. You want to have things work well. Then you need Life Change Tea in your life. The food is so different today than it was 50 years ago. And when you have things, maladies that come into your life and you take various drugs to to help things out. Well, they help out certain other things. There are good and bad impacts to taking the antibiotics. Help yourself. Don't let your body get plugged up. Drink the Life Change Tea no matter what's going on. Even if you're not sick, you will be if you have an unhealthy colon. And that's the great thing about Life Change Tea. It cleanses your insides. Life Change Tea, only available online at GetTheTea.com. Go to GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you free. You got to get ready, though. You got to get yourself into it. Drink some every day. And enjoy a better, I think, better, a good feel in your body, which is what you want to enjoy life. Good health. GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV. They will ship it free.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text VOICE to 484848. Text VOICE to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's VOICE to 484848.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print five copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $50 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $30 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 11/3/18.
All right, so in terms of other things that are prominently being mentioned and how we put the pieces together here on the countdown, looking at the overview that some people get a better shot of by listening to the conversation on the radio, there's just the business about that isn't, well, there is sort of a hangover from the situation with the Saudis and killing of this guy, what's his face, Khashoggi. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Mike Pompeo has gone to the Saudis and told them that we were going to sanction them. I don't know if you've seen a list of the sanctions, but the Crown Prince apparently called Khashoggi a dangerous Islamic. And then when he went into the embassy, he was pretty much dead when he went through the door. It's hard to keep that kind of stuff quiet. But I found what was interesting is that the Crown Prince called Trump's son-in-law, what's his face, who's married to Ivanka.
Kushner.
Yeah, and told him that he was dangerous.
Pretty tight, I think.
Yeah, well, but apparently young Trump isn't keeping it to himself, so he must feel that there's something rotten in Denmark there, too. So one way or another.
But what is really interesting here is that Trump didn't come out directly and say what MBS bin Salman had told him when bin Salman told him that privately on the phone. But it obviously went in and has been quite effective because the sanctions are not particularly great. And you know, Trump has made it clear really throughout that he's more interested in maintaining the relationship and the arms deals than anything else, I think.
Whitey Bulger killed by a guy who was a hitman who put a rock in a sock and beat him in his head, knocked his eyes out of his head, just pummeled him.
And he was in a wheelchair. I didn't know that part. Bulger was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he's sick. That's why nobody knows why the hell he was moved. 10 before the hour. Thanks, ladies.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Movie weekend is the focus here as we get into movies that are coming out. This is the big one for the weekend, the movie music from Queen, because the movie Bohemian Rhapsody is going to have, I think, a pretty big, significant impact on our social world this weekend. A lot of people talking about this. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. He's been talking about it off and on. Victoria's been talking about it off and on. I have.
Well, I went to see it. So I went to see it last night, and I could talk about it.
Please, why don't you?
I got to tell you, you know, I walked in with really no expectation, because I started to hear some of the reviews were on the negative side. A lot of people didn't like the fact that the movie's PG-13 and they felt it was going to be a sanitized version of Freddie Mercury and Queen. But I got to tell you, Rami Malek's performance as Freddie Mercury is more than Oscar worthy. I mean, he could get an Oscar for this role. He is that good, and he hooks you from the minute this movie starts to it ends. I could argue maybe the script needed a few more rewrites to make it a tiny bit tighter, but the music was excellent. His performance was outstanding. I thought the actors who played the members of Queen were really good. I loved their chemistry. I found it a fascinating watch, and I'd give it a 7.5 out of 10, and this movie absolutely is well worth seeing. Anybody who would stay away from this film based on some of the critical response, I think you're making a mistake. The last 20 minutes of this movie, which I don't want to give it away, but it's concert It's a recreation of a concert at Wembley Stadium during a Live Aid telecast, I believe in the early 90s, is just absolutely awesome.
And, so did they do that?
I like this movie. I like this movie.
Did they do these concert scenes the same way that The Star Is Born was done, or they just put the stars out there?
They used a lot of CGI in the crowd because it was
from
over 100,000 plus. Yeah, I mean, they recreated a real concert, but the crowd was CGI, and there's this overhead shot that I thought was pretty awesome, especially watching it on a big screen. But this performance by this actor, Rami Malek, who, as we said yesterday, is a star of the USA TV show Bad Robot. I believe he's won a few Emmys for that show.
Mr. Robot.
He's a really unique-looking actor. And you know, when they put he plays a role with prosthetic teeth, and he also plays a role with prosthetic teeth, and I think it's almost overdone than the real Freddie Mercury had, so it's a little distracting, especially in the beginning, but this is a good enough performance to win an Oscar. He's awesome in the role, and Queen's music is simply great. And then there's also an extended cameo by Mike Myers of Austin Powers fame, who plays a record producer, which has a really fun payoff. I like this film. I really did. I enjoyed it. And I didn't have a problem with the PG-13 rating, because anything that people wanted to see, you know, R-rated graphically, they more than hint at, and everything's explored here. So, you know, I thought it was good.
All right, this Trucker's Review of Bohemian Rhapsody for you, the story about Freddie Mercury and Queen, which is out. We'll find out what else is out this weekend right after this.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
All right, so Chuck, what else is out this weekend?
Disney releases The Nutcracker and The Four Realms. Now, the reported budget on this film is like $140 million. It's only tracking at 20, so it'll probably be a write-off for Disney.
Looks like a waste of time. In the trailers, anyway, it was not appealing, even though some good character actors in it.
Here's what I don't understand, and you tell me if I'm wrong. If you're going to release a big-budget holiday-themed movie, why release it the first week in November? Why wouldn't you hold it until people get more in the holiday feel, like after Thanksgiving? Don't know.
But I think sometimes Disney, this is only my read on it, is they think they're all powerful, they can do no wrong, they can make no mistakes, and they stuff in the name of Disney because everybody's going to come see it if it's a Disney movie. I think it looked like a horrible product. I wouldn't go. I'm not the audience anyway, but it looked horrible to me. The concept looked horrible.
Two bits of movie news. Ridley Scott says is going to make a sequel to Gladiator, and Russell Crowe will not be involved. And Will Smith and Martin Lawrence currently filming Bad Boys 3.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.